Cold Lake. In numbers higher than the last two municipal elections, Cold Lake residents showed up to cast ballots for six municipal councillors to represent them for the next 4 years on the City of Cold Lake's council. With Craig Copeland being unopposed in his bid for mayor and returning to his seat through acclamation, voters who turned up at the polls for the 2021 municipal election had four things to decide. When ballots were finished being counted late in the evening of October 18, the top six candidates earning a seat on council were Bob Mottis, who earned the most votes with 1,725, followed by incumbent Chris Vining with 1,382, incumbent Vicky Lefebvre with 1,191, Adele Richardson with 1,039, Ryan Bailey with 1,027 and Bill Parker with 1,017. In a field of 14 candidates vying for a spot on council, only two of the three incumbents seeking re-election were successful in holding on to their council seats. Unsuccessful in their election bid were Ryan Lefebvre with 988 votes, incumbent Bob Buckle with 834 votes, Rhea McMillan with 813, Murray Gauthier with 800 votes, Hussein El-Khadri with 760 votes, Deborah Pelichowski with 633, Larry Ashcroft with 600 votes and Sarah Fuchik with 558 votes. Five-time returning mayor beginning his fifth term as mayor, Copeland tells Lakeland this week he is thankful to be returning to his role as mayor and appreciates the citizens' support. Reflecting on the election that did not require his name to be added to the ballot, Copeland says, "The election was great in the fact that we had so many people running for council. It was great to see people willing to step forward. The community voted in the six candidates, and it looks like we're going to have a strong council, and I think, a council with diverse backgrounds." He adds, "The community has spoken and these are the people that they want to move the community forward. I'm pretty excited to work with them." In the following weeks, Copeland says the new council will take it slow in order to train new councillors. "They have about 3 to 4 weeks of solid engagements, of meetings and site tours," explains Copeland. "What the most important thing is getting training and then passing the city budget by the second Tuesday of December so the staff have a budget, both on the operating side and capital side to move forward into 2022. Smiling he adds, "A drink from a fire hose, it's always called, when you first get elected. From pharmacists to councillor garnishing the most public support and votes in his bid for Cold Lake councillor, Mottis says he felt quite comfortable going into the election. I've been around Cold Lake for 33 years and a public figure being a business owner and a pharmacist. I was quite comfortable about obtaining a seat on council, but I thought I'd better just make sure and I put together a fairly extensive campaign. I did some different approaches just to make sure, and I worked pretty hard to get in, but I'm still very gratified with the results that I got." Running for a publicly elected position for the first time, Mottis was both happy and humbled when the results were released showing that he had received 1,725 votes. After selling a business in 2020 that he and his wife had operated for the last 32 years, and where he continues to work as a pharmacist, Mottis felt that now was the right time to run for council, something he has always wanted to do. "I just looked at people in the past and said, those guys are doing good stuff in the community, and I always wanted to do that. So, when we sold our store, I felt I could now. I still work at my store, but we have other management that do the stuff that I used to have to do, so now I have the time to do it," he tells Lakeland this week. Mottis says he will continue working as a pharmacist but will reduce his hours to accommodate both positions. Hearing some concerns from his customers, Mottis says, "I love being a pharmacist, too. So, I'm not be abandoning anybody for council." Before deciding to run, Mottis did his homework. He spoke with outgoing councillors asking what it would be like to pull a double occupational duty. They said you could. You just have to become very efficient, which is what my wife tells me. She says he needs to get a little better organized. So, I'll strive for that. Jumping into council, Mottis wants to learn what the 10-year plan is for the city and how to be a good councillor. "I have no agenda items, no nothing at all, period. I think the city is well run, so I just want to continue that and improve where I see maybe my skill set can help with that. I know a lot of people, I'm a good listener and I can apply my training as a businessman and a pharmacist to the council." The mayor and council will be sworn in at a meeting to be held in council chambers at 5 p.m. on October 26. This will be followed by Council's annual organizational meeting at 5:10 p.m. and then by a regular council meeting beginning at 6 p.m. 2021 ballot breakdown. Bob Mattis 1725, Chris Vining 1382, Vicky Lefebvre 1191, Adele Richardson 1039, Ryan Bailey 1027, Bill Parker minus 1017, Ryan Lefebvre 988, Bob Buckle 834, Rhea McMillan 813, Murray Gauthier minus 800, Hussein Elkadri 760, Deborah Pellet Pelichowski 633, Larry Ashcroft 600, Sarah Fuchik 558.